Hello, this is Jay Nimrow. And if I'm breathing heavy, I'll tell you why here in a minute. This is The Life Autistic. You're listening to episode 662. It is 641. Boy. I wasn't out there for much more than an hour. I did a little hiking. I think I hiked probably about a little over 2 miles, which is pretty good for, you know, about an hour's worth of effort. And the fact that I was hiking pretty stiff uphill, pretty stiff downhill part of the way, and it was raining on me all the way back. It's a nice, fine, mountainish-looking rain here. I am camped. When I come to Raton to do work, I usually camp at Sugarite State Park. And here I am at Sugarite State Park. My tent is set up. It's over across the way. I am sitting in the car. And I am extremely wet. And it looks like I'm causing a lot of extreme wetness here. I think I need to close the window. Okay, well, let's roll it down here for a second. It's still raining. It's what the Scots would say. It's a bonny rain. You know? It's not a hard rain. It's not a big gully washer downpour. It's just a really nice rain. Now, when I was walking through it, I think it was a little more intense. But for now, it's not too bad. Everything's going pretty well. Alright, oh, let's see. Do I have anything to report, really? It was a good hike. I was breathing pretty hard going up. I was ventilating, maybe hyperventilating, I'm not really sure. But you can be the judge of that. It was very exhilarating. I've been camping at state parks for a little over 2 years. Ever since I decided I could save some more money doing it. And I said, hey, on the plus side, most of the state parks have trails. So I have finally decided to take advantage of one. Pretty short trail. I think it was just as long getting to the trail as it was going up and down it. The trail is only 3/4 of a mile long. How about that one? But parts of it were pretty stiff. There was a pretty stiff uphill part of it. So I think I got a pretty good cardiovascular workout. That's what I'm really about. I just find hiking to be exhilarating and a good time. Good time for me. To do thinking and stuff like that. I was going to take the iPod, but the battery was dead. And you know what? That's actually probably just as well. Because, you know, I really needed to be about something else besides just, you know, listening to something as I walk. You know, you do need quiet time. Of course, I probably would have sat up there and looked at the scenery for a while if it hadn't been raining on me. So, you know, there's that. So much for the time of great contemplation. But I did, at the very least, give the car a wash that it desperately needed. So that's good. Of course, I'm going to be splattering mud all over it, trying to get it down out of here. I didn't have a chance to talk to Lisa tonight. She was on the phone with her family. And I'm going to have to explain heavily to her tomorrow when I finally get back down in cell phone range why I didn't call tonight. And the main reason I'm not calling tonight is because I think if I went down the hill today, tonight, I might not be able to get back up tonight and end up having to retrieve my stuff later. That really doesn't work very well. I'm really happy the place where I pitched my tent is not going to get rained on. or at least it looks like it's not in a pond, which I'm very happy for. Thank you, Father. See, Heavenly Father takes such good care of us. And, you know, even though it might be, well, it just might be dumb blind luck, I'm going to give him the credit for it anyway. Because, you know what? Half the time I think dumb blind luck is him just kind of looking out for you. Oh. I wasn't getting cold yet. I'm certainly not cold now. The inside of this car is rather toasty now with my sweaty body. Of course, I've steamed up all of the inside windows terribly. Can't see out of them to save my life. Oh, well. That's the way it goes. Really not much to talk about in this podcast except to kind of report what I've been up to. And hopefully I'm feeling pretty good here. I'm looking good. Looking happy to be alive. So tomorrow morning I'll go down and hit the showers. There's the shower house. Down there opens up at about 7 in the morning. Hit that pretty early so I can get on into Raton. Finish up the work I have to do for them. And take care of whatever other needs are around. And get on my way. Oh, well, I'd already talked about coming up through Okate and all that. It was really nice. It was really nice. I enjoyed that, too. Although it's hard to enjoy it when you're in a car. You know, I think it would be much more fulfilling a little closer to it, you know, at least on a bike or something like that. Maybe motorized. I've been looking at this bicycle motor. It's very, very primitive, very cheap. Only costs about $150. Less than that. I think it's close to 100. A little, just slightly over 100. And one cylinder, of course. They almost all are one cylinder. And this thing doesn't have a starter, doesn't have any of that. You actually pedal, and then you pop the clutch, of course, and that pops it into, it gets it going, and then it goes. You can pedal too. But you can freewheel as well. So I was been looking at that, and I thought, you know, that would be really good. I've got a pretty sturdy mountain bike right now. Pretty tough Hummer. And I think that might be good. The electric bikes are okay, but you can't really go very far on them. And I'm looking at doing, you know, long distance things with my work, you know, until the book sells and does really well, you know. I won't see much of that. Anyway, I've been thinking about that, and I think that would be really good for, because you can always take it out of gear, and then you're bike riding again. You know, you've just got a bit of weight. I think it weighs like maybe 15 pounds. It's not very heavy. And it's really, when you look at it, it looks like some kind of thing from like the 30s. You know, it looks like you should spray paint your bike black and dress in kind of a three-piece vest suit. You know, because that's just how the thing strikes you. Anyway, well, I am pretty wet. There's actually parts of me that aren't very wet. My crotch is surprisingly dry. I'm going to have to get out of these wet clothes and try to wring out there's parts of my shirt that are dry too. I am absolutely amazed. I'm not too worried about my shirt because I have other shirts. These are the only pair of pants I have with me. It reminds me that I need to get some clothes that are probably more appropriate for these hikes. You know, something more along the lines of of something that can dry easily and protect the clothes that I work in. So I need to be thoughtful of that. How to handle that. More polyester and things like that. Stuff that dries quick. And that goes pretty well. I don't know if I've talked much about ultralight hiking. Certainly not in any episode recently. I talked a little bit about it when I was talking about my water shoes, which I use today. My socks are wet. You know, I should have converted back over. See, I need to work on that whole conversion thing. I need to have my shirt for hiking, and my shorts for hiking, and I've already got the shoes. I need to ditch the socks when I'm off doing a hiking trip. You know, it doesn't help. It just makes your socks dirty. Of course, I wear black socks, so it's not a big deal. On these short hikes, you don't need a lot of layers. But I need to be kind of looking into that, because I'd really like to get kind of a light thing. I really want to go the ultralight. I want to get to that point. And I think I'm going to recruit my wonderful son, Matt, who is, as we say, the keeper, because he's autistic, you know, and autistic to the point of what's a good word for it? You know, he isn't going to have much of an independent life. He's going to live with his parents, so let's go out and have some fun. Let's go hiking with Dad. Because Dad wants to go hiking. Matt's available, whether he wants to be or not. Anyway, so I think I'm going to watch some video, and because, you know, I do bring some stuff with me. Eat a little bit more than I already have, and get ready for bed. Hopefully I'll sleep well. This is kind of what I'm hoping for, too. As I go hiking, I'll be in a position of being able to sleep better, and, you know, because when you're really tired, you sleep harder, you know, and I think that would help me a lot, because sometimes I don't... I'm not very comfortable on my, cot. We'll see how the cot does. I may very well have to start looking at a replacement, what's the word for it? Come on, Jay. A replacement tent. I think my tent's getting down to getting kind of shot. Or I actually need to put in a better cot. I need to put something between the cot and the floor, because the cot's cutting holes in my floor. This tent could probably last many more years. If I kind of protect it a little bit more. Of course, I can patch it up still. Stuff like that. Anyway. Okay. Well, it's been about 15 minutes, and that's about all I really have to talk about. Someday you'll get another report, because, you know, I'm going to do this some more. Because, you know what? I enjoy it. I like getting soaked on. In my hat. I got this hat in Durango. It's a wonderful hat. Kept the rain off beautifully. I'm so happy. Anyway, this is Jane Emerald. You're listening to Life Autistic. This is episode number 662. If you'd like to contact me, if you'd like to just say hi or something like that, the email address is autism, AUTISM, at quix.us. All you people who've sent me email, thank you. It's really great to hear that other people are listening to your podcast, and a few of them even like it. Wow, that's pretty interesting. I'm really grateful. I'm glad that it's kind of fun. Enjoy. This is Jay Nemro, episode number 662, The Life Autistic, 662. Have a great day.